Welcome to the Book of Mormon podcast. My name's Kyle, and I'm just a guy who really enjoys reading the Book of Mormon. As we journey through the text together, I'll do my best to help you stay on top of all the characters and storylines that are going on. But if you have any doctrinal or historical questions, you can get those answered in real time by reaching out on mormon.org/chat. 2 Nephi, chapter 10. In the last several chapters, Jacob, who is Nephi's little brother, has been delivering a sermon based on some passages from Isaiah he read. At the end of the last chapter, chapter 9, he said, okay, everybody go to bed, we'll come back tomorrow and I'll finish up. So it's now the next day, and he's going to give the last bit of his sermon. And it's interesting, as we go through this, the number of things he touches on, not just from his sermon yesterday, but from other things. He's going to mention kings of Gentiles being nursing fathers and queens being nursing mothers to the house of Israel. That's from an Isaiah passage that Nephi gave us a while ago. He's also going to mention the whore of all the earth, which Nephi saw in a vision. It's really any church or organization that fights against the true church of God. That's from back in 1 Nephi. He's also going to use the phrase, ye are free to act for yourselves to choose the way of everlasting death or the way of eternal life. That really makes my heart smile because in 2 Nephi chapter 2, back when Lehi was still alive, and that's like 30 or 40 years ago now, he talked to Jacob, who was then probably pretty young, and told him that very thing and told him to remember this. So apparently Jacob remembered it, either that or he read what Nephi wrote down about it later. So let's go ahead and hop right into verse 1. And now I, Jacob, speak unto you again, my beloved brethren, concerning this righteous branch of which I have spoken. For behold, the promises which we have obtained are promises unto us according to the flesh. Wherefore, as it has been shown unto me that many of our children shall perish in the flesh because of unbelief, nevertheless God will be merciful unto many, and our children shall be restored, that they may come to that which will give them the true knowledge of their Redeemer. Wherefore, as I said unto you, it must needs be expedient that Christ, for in the last night the angel spake unto me that this should be his name, should come among the Jews, among those who are the more wicked part of the world, and they shall crucify him, for thus it behooveth our God, and there is none other nation on earth that would crucify their God. For should the mighty miracles be wrought among other nations, they would repent and know that he be their God. But because of priestcrafts and iniquities, they at Jerusalem will stiffen their necks against him, that he be crucified. Wherefore, because of their iniquities, destructions, famines, pestilences, and bloodshed shall come upon them, and they who shall be not destroyed shall be scattered among all nations. But behold, thus saith the Lord God, when the day cometh that they shall believe in me, that I am Christ, then have I covenanted with their fathers that they shall be restored in the flesh upon the earth unto the lands of their inheritance. And it shall come to pass that they shall be gathered in from their long dispersion from the isles of the sea and from the four parts of the earth. And the nations of the Gentiles shall be great in the eyes of me, saith God, in carrying them forth to the lands of their inheritance. Yea, the kings of the Gentiles shall be their nursing fathers unto them, and their queens shall become nursing mothers. Wherefore the promises of the Lord are great unto the Gentiles, for he hath spoken it, and who can dispute? So there Jacob is talking a little bit about Jesus and a little bit about the scattering and gathering of Israel. Jesus and the scattering and gathering of Israel seem to be favorite topics for Jacob and Nephi. Now he's going to transition, talk a little bit about this land, meaning somewhere in the Americas. But behold, this land, saith God, shall be a land of thine inheritance, and the Gentiles shall be blessed upon the land. And this land shall be a land of liberty unto the Gentiles, and there shall be no kings upon the land, who shall raise up unto the Gentiles. And I will fortify this land against all other nations. And he that fighteth against Zion shall perish, saith God. For he that raiseth up a king against me shall perish. For I, the Lord, the King of heaven, will be their king. And I will be a light unto them forever that hear my words. Wherefore, for this cause, that my covenants may be fulfilled, which I have made unto the children of men, that I will do unto them while they are in the flesh, I must needs destroy the secret works of darkness, and of murders, and of abominations. Wherefore, he that fighteth against Zion, both Jew and Gentile, both bond and free, both male and female, shall perish. For they are they who are the whore of all the earth. For they who are not for me are against me, saith our God. For I will fulfill my promises which I have made unto the children of men, that I will do unto them while they are in the flesh. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, thus saith our God,
I will afflict thy seed by the hand of the Gentiles. Nevertheless, I will soften the heart of the Gentiles, that they shall be like unto a father to them. Wherefore, the Gentiles shall be blessed and numbered among the house of Israel. Wherefore, I will consecrate this land unto thy seed, and them who shall be numbered among thy seed forever, for the land of their inheritance. For it is a choice land, saith God, unto me, above all other lands. Wherefore, I will have all men that dwell thereon, that they shall worship me, saith God. So that's kind of the bulk of the sermon, and now we're going to wrap it up. Verse 20. And now, my beloved brethren, seeing that our merciful God has given us so great knowledge concerning these things, let us remember him, and lay aside our sins, and not hang down our heads, for we are not cast off. Nevertheless, we have been driven out of the land of our inheritance, but we have been led to a better land, for the Lord has made the sea our path, and we are upon an isle of the sea. But great are the promises of the Lord unto them who are upon the isles of the sea. Wherefore, as it says isles, there must needs be more than this, and they are inhabited also by our brethren. For behold, the Lord God hath led away from time to time from the house of Israel, according to his will and pleasure. And now behold, the Lord remembereth all them who have been broken off, wherefore he remembereth us also. Therefore, cheer up your hearts and remember that ye are free to act for yourselves, to choose the way of everlasting death or the way of eternal life. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, reconcile yourselves to the will of God, and not to the will of the devil and the flesh. And remember, after ye are reconciled unto God, that it is only in and through the grace of God that ye are saved. Wherefore, may God raise you from death by the power of the resurrection, and also from everlasting death by the power of the atonement, that ye may be received into the eternal kingdom of God, that ye may praise him through grace divine. Amen. And that's the end of Jacob's sermon. In the next chapter, Nephi is going to start writing again.